AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. Interest rates are expected to go up again. Bankrate.com's Greg McBride.
One of the reasons that the Fed is raising interest rates at this point is to really be on guard against that situation where they ease off too soon and then inflation comes back. That was a mistake that the central bank made back in the 70s.
It will be the 11th rate hike since March 2022. Another legal blow to the Biden administration's immigration policy. A federal judge has blocked the rule restricting asylum seekers. Here's CBS's Weijia Zhang.
The asylum policy bars most migrants who pass through another country before coming to the U.S. from seeking asylum once they get here. The administration says that's one big reason why border crossings have plummeted since it was implemented in May. The Justice Department plans to appeal the ruling.
The Marine veteran who was released from Russia in a prisoner swap last year has been injured while fighting in Ukraine. Trevor Reed's now being treated at a military hospital in Germany. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
The U.S. government has been extraordinarily explicit in warning Americans not to travel to Ukraine, let alone participating in fighting there.
The sentence for another military vet has been thrown out.
A judge has wiped the conviction and sentence for Bo Bergdahl. He's the former Army sergeant who deserted his post in Afghanistan in 2009 and was captured by the Taliban. In a revelation made in the Serial podcast in 2015, he said he did it to call attention to problems at his unit and wound up never facing prison time.
What was going on was a danger to the lives of the men in that company.
Now, the federal judge says the Army colonel who oversaw that trial had applied for a job with the Trump-era Department of Justice, raising the appearance of bias. Then President Trump called Bergdahl a traitor and suggested that he be executed. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Well, even though it is so incredibly hot, it's also still summertime, and that means fair time. Drew Thomas wouldn't miss the annual 4-H fair in Elkhart, Indiana.
We have a lunchbox cooler that we keep water bottles in, so we brought refillable water bottles for both of our kids, so when we can tell that they're getting thirsty, if they're out, we can refill them right away.
Pete Davidson has entered an 18-month diversion program after a reckless driving incident in June where he crashed into a Beverly Hills home. He pleaded not guilty and now must do 50 hours of community service. He says he'll do those hours with the New York City Fire Department. That's where his father worked before he died in the September 11th terrorist attacks. This is CBS News.
Find great hires fast with Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring solution makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Okay, now move your feet. Love the way you're moving when you're grooving on a beat.
Yeah. It's back to school season, and Famous Footwear is the place for great savings. For a limited time, save up to an additional $30 when you get new shoes for the entire family from all your favorite brands like Adidas, New Balance, Vans, and more. Hurry, this great deal won't last long. So shop online or bring the whole family to a Famous Footwear near you and let our team of sizing experts help every kid find the perfect fit. Some exclusions apply.
Military veterans and active duty service members, you could become a certified cyber warrior with just 12 weeks of training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, and IT pros with these skills often enjoy abundant opportunity and a great lifestyle. Protect our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. GI Bill, SkillBridge, and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists in their own words.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Slight chance for scattered storms overnight, otherwise overcast. Lows dip down to about 67. Southerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance for scattered storms tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 85. Overcast skies. Lows level off around 65. Tomorrow night, mainly clear skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 77.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
climate pattern is called the Southern Annular Mode, and it influences regional winds and storminess in the southern hemisphere. And they note, even if the air temperatures are well below freezing, a warmer ocean can still inhibit the formation of sea ice. And that's exactly what's going on right now. We might end up in a new state, says one of these climate scientists. If she fears a further change in the balance could trigger a tipping point from where it's difficult to reverse the trajectory. She said that would be quite concerning to the sustainability of human conditions on Earth. So what we're seeing in the southern hemisphere, this ablation effect, the end of the reflectivity of the ice being replaced by dark seawater, is leading to the Arctic's death spiral. It's called Arctic amplification. And now it's happening in the southern area. And this again, a quote from one of these scientists, quote, over the last decade, the area covered by sea ice around Antarctica has reduced by around 2 million square kilometers. That far exceeds the total Arctic sea ice loss over the past 40 years. So the last 10 years, we've seen more sea ice lost in the Antarctic than in the last 40 years. This is serious stuff. We need to be taking this seriously. And, you know, yesterday my whole rant was about it's time for Biden to declare a climate emergency. This, I think, if anything, just amplifies that urgency, just to, you know, further points it out. Meanwhile, down in Texas, Greg Abbott is reveling in his cruelty. We're getting daily stories of people trying to cross the Rio Grande and ending up slashed on razor wire, you know, serious cuts, drowning men, women, children. A Texas trooper, Nicholas Wingate, said in an email that he and another trooper were ordered to push people back into the water when they came upon a group of 120 migrants that included young children and mothers nursing babies. He wrote, quote, I believe we have stepped over the line into the inhumane. We need to operate it correctly in the eyes of God. He described a 19-year-old woman found doubled over in pain and having a miscarriage while trapped in the razor wire that the state of Texas had placed there. So yesterday, the Department of Justice came out and said, you know, we're gonna sue you, Texas, because what you're doing is illegal. And Greg Abbott, the psychopathic governor of Texas, this cruel psychopath, said, see you in court, Mr. President. Well, here's the law. This is the River and Harbors Act. And this is what it says. This is the law that Greg Abbott is defying. It's a federal law. Federal law always trumps state law. Greg Abbott says he's protecting the sovereignty of Texas. Sorry, states don't have the legal ability to put up borders. You can't do that. Ohio can't set up a wall between itself and Indiana. It's not in the Constitution. In fact, it's a violation of the Constitution. And states that have borders with other countries, they can't put up walls. That Montana can't put a border between itself and Canada. The federal government can, but not Montana. So this is what the law says that Greg Abbott is violating. And I quote, the creation of any obstruction not affirmatively authorized by Congress to the navigable capacity of any of the waters of the United States is prohibited. And it shall not be lawful to build or commence the building of any wharf, pier, dolphin, boom, weir, breakwater, bulkhead, jetty, or other structures of any sort, roadstead, haven, port, harbor, canal, navigable river, or other water of the United States outside established harbor lines or where no harbor lines have been established, except on plans recommended by the Chief of Engineers and authorized by the Secretary of the Army. It shall not be lawful to excavate or fill or in any manner to alter the course or capacity of any, you know, it goes through the whole thing, unless the work has been recommended by the Corps. Greg Abbott knows this. Governor Texas knows this law. This is not a secret. The Supreme Court, and when he takes it to the Supreme Court, he's going to lose. So why is he doing this? Why is he willing to kill migrants? Why is he willing to maim and injure, you know, children and pregnant women? Why is he doing this? Because he knows that among the bigoted, racist base of the Republican Party in Texas, they're cheering him on. Yeah, let's kill them. Let's kill some brown people. I mean, it's really just that. And this happens, by the way, every time there's a Democrat in the White House. The last time it wasn't Texas, it was Arizona and New Mexico that passed laws that said that, you couldn't, they had the driver's license, that you couldn't drive, that if you got stopped, et cetera. Now, in Alabama, school children had to disclose their parents' immigration status to register for school. Church groups that transported people to medical appointments were told that they would face criminal penalties for helping undocumented people. All of these laws that were passed in Alabama, in New Mexico, in Arizona, were declared unconstitutional. This was back during the Obama presidency. Now we've got the Biden presidency. You know, every time there's a Democrat in office, the Republicans in the states do these things that they know are unconstitutional, that they know are illegal. In fact, the Supreme Court in Arizona v. U.S. knocked down Arizona's attempt to do this during the Obama administration. But they continue to do it because they think that it's a good political strategy. It's good politics to kill people, is what Greg Abbott wants you to know. It's good politics to harm people. It's good politics for a pregnant woman to be miscarrying while tangled in razor wire. It's good politics for Republicans in Texas. What does that tell you about the Republican Party in Texas? What does that tell you about Greg Abbott? And as if to make the point, I have a crazy alert and a Fox News story for you right after the break. Stay with us and then I'll pick up your phone calls. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Helping you win the water cooler wars. I'll be right back with more of the news of the day and your calls.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Plus years of working with animals, folks have asked me all sorts of questions about dog health, nutrition, and behavior. And now I want to answer your dog questions right here in my weekly Ask Dr. Marty segment.
Brought to you each week by Dr. Marty Pets, Nature's Blend Dog Food. Text TOM to 511-511 to save 54% and receive a free package of dog treats. Text fees may apply.
Every weekday, I write a new original article about one of the critical issues of our day and publish it on our website, HartmanReport.com. I write these entirely by myself, so you're getting my unvarnished thoughts on national and world events. There's no advertising, and you can get them every single weekday in your email at no charge whatsoever. Or just read them for free with no ads by going to HartmanReport.com. I cover topics from climate to Congress to politics to the law, as well as social and health issues. You can find it all at HartmanReport.com.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Weather in a Moment is brought to you by Chad's Design Build, building a better world one remodeled home at a time. Reach out today by going to chadsdesignbuild.com to learn more. Again, that's chadsdesignbuild.com.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
A guy named Bill out in Econowoc. Bill's got some thoughts on that.
Thanks for talking about what you're talking about right now. Your station, you raise the bar high for integrity. You are a community radio station, which means you look out for all the citizens in the state of Wisconsin.
Daily conversations about Wisconsin's latest headlines and stories. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Your Mad Radio forecast. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms overnight. Otherwise, mainly cloudy skies expected. Lows dip down to about 69. Southerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Chance for scattered storms again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 87. Overcast skies. Mainly clear skies tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 68. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 77 degrees.
This summer, Mad Radio 92.7 WMBX has a new starting lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Tom and Cruz. Then at 6, The Maggie Dawn Show on Mad Radio 92.7 WMBX.
Operations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartmann, in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com. Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmannReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmannReport.com. Well, this is weird. Fox News host John Roberts asked OutKick host Charlie Arnholt to explain why Hollywood summer movies are not doing well in China. And, you know, it being Fox News, the conversation very quickly turned to race. She said, and I quote, "But look at the new rendition of Snow White that's coming, going to be coming out soon. The seven dwarfs aren't even dwarfs anymore because they thought that would be too politically incorrect. Snow White is not even a white woman anymore, even though her name is Snow White. We've just gone too far out of our way to make things super diverse and inclusive. It's no longer about high-quality film production anymore or entertainment." Yes, it is. Come on. You know, people of color like to see people who look like them in movies, too. What, do you think only white people, you know, should be in movies? I'm almost speechless. I mean, you know, this. Yeah, I get it. You know, I grew up in a world, in an America, where the only people you saw on the TV screen and the only people you saw on the movie screen, unless they were playing the roles of bad guys or buffoons, were white people. I totally get that. And the men were in charge of everything. I totally get that. But that's not, you know, the real world. That was the white supremacist world, and that world is fading now. It's obviously not far from gone, but it's fading. And we're starting to see movies and television programs and newscasts and other programs that look more like America. And I think that's a wonderful thing. It's a healthy thing. I want kids growing up to have that experience. Unlike the experience that I had growing up, where literally everybody was white, unless they were a buffoon or a bad guy. And I'm telling you, that distorts the way that you view the world. And I've had to, you know, consciously overcome the biases that were implanted in me by, you know, the first, I don't know, 30, 40, 50 years of my life, seeing basically racist television and racist movies. I think it's wonderful that they're casting a Latina as Snow White. I just don't get how, you know, I realize over on Fox News they've got, you know, one or two people of color, but by and large, you know, it's all, you know, white people, and they're all gung-ho for white people. And even the people of color are kind of, you know, like the Samuel Jackson character in Django. But it doesn't have to be this way. I mean, Fox News could be right-wing without being racist, can't they? Maybe not. I don't know. Maybe right-wing and racist have become so intermeshed because the Republican Party, this was Richard Nixon's decision in 1968, that if the Republican Party you know, if they just came out and said, oh, yeah, we're here for tax cuts for billionaires and profits for corporations and screw the average working person and everybody else in America. If they just came out and said that, nobody'd vote for them. So instead, they said, well, yeah, we'll take the racists, we'll take the bigots, we'll take the homophobes, we'll take the misogynists, we'll take the people who hate women. We'll take all those folks. That's the Republican Party. And it has been now for 50, 60 years. How long can this last? How long are they going to be able to continue this? I don't think, you know, I think the generation that grew up on whites-only television and whites-only movies is frankly dying off. America's changing, and it's a good thing. I'll be back with your calls right after this.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Oh, now they've got an extreme weather warning for Minnesota. I was there on Sunday in Minneapolis. Amazing. We'll be right back.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-256-1842. 800-256-1842. 800-256-1842. That's 800-256.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
Childhood should be the happiest time of life. But for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, it's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation. At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries, surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to a life of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but together, we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe are bringing life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you too can help change the world, one child at a time, go to mercyships.org today.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
hey, you got this. Just breathe. Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home just waiting for the... And there they go! Almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes, their age, the way they speak? Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited for summer break?
Because she may not be having lunch again until September.
Or a single father of two who works three
part-time jobs and still can't put enough food on the table.
Or maybe a mother who cleans offices at night,
hoping to find meeting leftovers to take home to her hungry family.
Or a war veteran who's having a hard time
landing a job and getting back on his feet.
I am the 1 in 8 Americans who struggle with hunger. People you pass by every day but never knew were hungry. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 Food Banks Strong, and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Slight chance for scattered storms overnight, otherwise overcast. Lows dip down to about 67. Southerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance for scattered storms tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 85. Overcast skies. Lows level off around 65. Tomorrow night, mainly clear skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 77.
Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartmann.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
Hey, if you like the rants that I open the show with every day, they're typically published over at HartmannReport.com. Check it out. Hey, dog parents, do you remember the very first time you met your dog? It's safe to say Louise and I would do anything for Blue and Chewy, and we know you feel the same way about your dog. The key to your dog's healthy lifespan starts with their food. That's why we love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's a premium dog food made with simple ingredients like turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. And unlike most kibble, it's baked with high heat, which can destroy a ton of nutrients your dog needs. Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw. It has zero artificial preservatives, additives, or fillers. And the best part is it's naturally full of protein, fiber, and omega-3s and doesn't have any junk food ingredients. Dogs love it, just like our dogs. The freeze-drying naturally amps up the flavors and creates a delicious texture even picky dogs love. And right now, I can help you claim 54% off Nature's Blend and also get a free pack of premium dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply. It's 35 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Barbara in Tompkinsville, Kentucky. Hey, Barbara, what's on your mind today?
Hi. Can you hear me?
I can. What's up?
Okay, good. You were talking about narcissism, and I think we have an epidemic, which was predicted by a couple of books 20 years ago, 30 years ago. But I want to give you my credentials. I did assessments as a social worker for over 1,000 narcissists, in-depth kinds of assessments, and a couple of things, and I did it for the court system, so I had carte blanche to examine and interview and get to the records. But I want to read to you what I wrote long before Trump. And it is this that I had learned from my assessments. He who knows everything can learn nothing. He who is the greatest can never be better. He who loves himself cannot love another. He who is without empathy knows no limit to cruelty. And I worked with domestic violence perpetrators. And as you were saying before with the narcissistic collapse, I interviewed these men. who the women had left them, were taking them to court. They would come in and say, I love her. I want her to come back to me. And they were fighting for custody of their children. And they then lost custody of their children. And she had a restraining order against them. And this person that they claimed they loved, they went out and killed. They first killed the children before in her presence, then right. killed her, then killed themselves.
Yeah, they're now, family destroyers, they're called.
That's the depth of their hate. That even, you know, that's why no restraining order can stop them, as in nothing can stop Trump, because he has no regard, but he will have that vengeance, when he loses all, right. that puts all of us at risk, and certainly will put us at risk if he has the power of the presidency, which I was afraid of the whole time that he was in his administration, because I said when he was, the day he was elected, I said he will not leave peacefully because he is a narcissist and he cannot do it.
So Barbara, you know, as somebody who's worked in this field and particularly in the legal system here in the United States, I end my article by noting that, you know, I'm really not sure what to do about this, and that I think, you know, we probably need a national conversation about it. But I also suggest that, you know, when Hitler went to jail for the, I think it was a year and a half, 2 years, things kind of quieted down in Germany, or at least in Bavaria. And that, in my opinion, if Trump is indicted for serious crimes, jail-worthy crimes, he should be imprisoned. He should be in jail. You know, I realize, you know, he'll make the bail no matter what it is, but... And that it seems to me that that's probably the only solution is to imprison this guy. What say you?
I think so, too. I think we have to hold him accountable, and he has to be broken. He has to be broken. They have to see him broken to break his hold on them.
Yeah.
And other than his death, which will maybe make it worse, turn him into a martyr. But I think he has to be held accountable. And it's going to take a repeat. I want to see the movies come out where people watch everything. They see him in action, or somebody playing him in action. They see him throwing his little hissy fits, and see him mocking, and see really the ugliness that they now are blinded to.
Yeah.
I think that there are, although many of his followers are so narcissistic and identify so much with him, they have no empathy. They have no empathy, and I don't think they can't see it. I mean, we're in trouble. The damage he has done, we're not going to get over it just when he's gone.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to start with another generation and really people... being able to see what this whole narcissistic epidemic has done, not just in this country, but worldwide, where our children are being taught to those values of greed and those things that should not matter. You know, I put on Twitter, I think, yesterday that, you know, if your child... feels bad, if your white child feels bad studying about slavery, that is not guilt. That is empathy. And if they are empathetic,
that's a healthy thing.
That's a good thing. Yeah. These people who really don't want their children to be empathetic, they feel somehow that's a weakness or something. Mm. They need to think about Bruce Perry, who's written a book about love and empathy, and says that, you know, empathy is being becoming extinct. They need to think about what this world, it will be like when it is extinct. Do you want your doctor to have no empathy? Do you want the nurse taking care of you to have no empathy? You know, what do you really think about eliminating empathy as a weakness?
Yeah, I totally get it. Barbara, brilliant. Brilliant. Thank you so much for calling and sharing that with us. I appreciate your call. Thank you. Franz, or is it Franz, in Trumansburg, New York?
Franz.
Franz, what's up?
German. I am a long, long time listener. This is only my second time getting on the air, and love your show.
Thank you.
I've wanted to call in about so many things, and what I always imagined myself calling in about, you referred to as climate change, but that's not what actually got me to call in today. Specifically, I'm responding to Randall because I struggle with this. I've struggled with the same issues, and what I've really found, particularly starting about 10 years ago or so, is, I mean, there is always a reason to be depressed. That's a rational brain, and it's not a failing of it. It's correct. But it's also very rational to be happy. It is the goal of being alive. So that's an inherent contradiction in the human condition.
Yeah. I think it's also useful to acknowledge that, what I said about how I've dealt with those issues throughout my life, by trying to always have a mission and a goal, it's just won't work for me. It doesn't work for everybody. And there are some people who suffer from genuine clinical depression that is not easily fixed by happy talk and that kind of thing. But that said, there are cognitive behavioral therapy actually has a lot to say about this kind of stuff. And I encourage people to check it out.
My point is, in my life, the conclusion I've come to is it's not about what the conditions are. Mm-hmm. It's about making the choice.
Yeah,
choose to be happy.
Yeah, it's the old saying, it's not what happens to you, it's how you react to what happens to you that matters.
Yes, it's an act of willpower. Yeah. And that sounds like I'm being harsh with myself, but no, it's just a choice I have to make in order to make living worthwhile. I mean, part of the reason I can call today is, I just had conditions in the last week that have, grounded me at home. I'm at home on disability. You'd think I'd be unhappy. I'm not. I'm actually really happy. And that's my choice. Wow. And I wish Randall the best in this. And I intend to call you. I'm not going to go into it now because I didn't tell Joyce I was going to talk about it, but I have been an absolute pest, not for about a year now, on your Twitter feed about a site called MEER.org, MEER.org, which is all about an inexpensive form of geoengineering that would help address a lot of what we're talking about.
Oh, cool. Okay.
The engineer who started that, Ye Tao, would be a great interview.
Okay.
I hear the music.
I'll check it out, Franz. Franz, I got to run, thank you for the call. And like I said, if you're concerned about your own mental health, obviously, always check with a competent professional. We'll be back. It's 45 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's the place where smart people get their news. We'll be right back with more of your calls in just a minute. I admit it, I don't always make the best food choices, and that's where Field of Greens helps me stay healthy. The CDC says we should all be eating 6 cups of fruit and veggies a day. I take Field of Greens, and I'll tell you why. Unlike other fruit and vegetable supplements, each specific fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was medically selected to support specific functions, like heart health. liver and kidney health, immune system and metabolism. I take Field of Greens to help me stay healthy. Field of Greens works fast, and if you're like me, you'll feel healthier, have more energy, your skin and hair will look healthier, and it'll help you lose weight. And to help you get started, I got you 15% off your first order. Plus, get another 10% off when you subscribe for recurring orders. Visit fieldofgreens.com and use the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. That's fieldofgreens.com, promo code Tom. Fieldofgreens.com, promo code Tom.
This summer, Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX has a new starting lineup. At 10, As Goes Wisconsin. Then at noon, Civic Media Network News.
On Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
ABC News, I'm Lionel Moise. Trevor Reed, the former U.S. Marine who was wrongfully detained in Russia before being released in a prisoner swap, was injured while fighting in Ukraine. A State Department spokesperson says he was not engaged in any activities on behalf of the U.S. government, also declining to say when or where Reed was hurt in Ukraine. Republican Senator Mitt Romney is calling for most of the Republican presidential candidates to get out of the race. ABC's Andy Field.
Senator Mitt Romney ran for president and lost. He says his Republican Party will likely lose again unless the current lowest polling presidential candidates don't call it quits.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Give Trump enough delegates to win the nomination. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
President Biden honors Emmett Till and his mother with a new national monument. This is ABC News.
Hey, Darcy, I just saw the perfect house. Can you help me write an offer on it?
I'd be happy to, Brian. Did you see it at an open house?
No, I just called the sign and had the agent show it to me. Right. I didn't want to bug you.
Right. How many times have you heard me say don't call the sign?
All of them.
You called the agent working for the seller, and once you see the property with that agent, I'm no longer free to write an offer on it.
So?
You need to hire us from the beginning, help you find the right home, negotiate on your behalf, and protect your interests all the way through the process, and it shouldn't cost you a dime.
Solidarity Realty. They're real, they're solid, and they're honest. Find them at SolidarityRealty.com.
A no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
Gerrymandering is not democracy. It's commie government. It's fake government. You have somebody that gets 48% of the vote and they get 67% of the seats. That is not democracy. It's fake democracy. It's the appearance of law without the reality or the actuality of law.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Easy to use. Just press literally one button and your browsing activity is secure from prying eyes. Get 3 extra months of ExpressVPN free at expressvpn.com/tom. That's expressvpn.com/THOM. 51 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls. Patrick in East Lansing, Michigan, watching on Facebook Live. Hey, Patrick, what's up?
Oh, hi, Tom. I've been listening. I haven't called in a while. I just got very interested in your discussion of Bernie about, you know, fighting despair. And I like your answer, which is, you know, find a mission and really stay focused on the mission. But I thought I'd ask you this. Is it really enough to fight despair to pick a mission if you don't pick the right mission? And let me contrast two different ways you've answered that question. You've done us just such an enormous service with the Medicare Advantage critique you've given us, because it affects people retiring who have to make that choice. And you've really helped people understand privatization as a way to take away benefits, increase costs, and you've unpacked their lies. And I really appreciate that. You haven't done as good a job on how the Obama Medicare Service Bureau facilitated the next expansion. I had to turn to, you know, Deconstructed podcast with Ryan Grimm to get that detail, but that would attack the Democratic Party as a party. And so that's the second story I want to ask you about, because today's New York Times talks about the private school voucher movement in Arizona and seven states. It's going to put public money into funding religious and private schools and make the rich get their public dollars and further defund already low education. And it just made me realize how far we've come from the charter school movement. And so my question to you, Tom, is this. You say, and I have a contrast between Chicago and Phoenix, Arizona. You say in most of your talking points that the Democratic Party as a party is the answer. And it seems to me that the answer is that it's not the answer. It's what the party should stand for. And the best example of that is what's gone on with charters, where Obama and Bush both supported them. Rahm Emanuel, chief of staff under Obama, supported them in Chicago. And the Chicago Teachers Union supported him to be mayor, knowing they'd have to fight him. He passed right to work to crush their ability to have a strike. They had a strike anyway. They built huge grassroots movement, and they were able to block a 17%. They got a 17% pay raise instead of a 26% pay cut, and they stopped having to absorb 40% of their health care costs. They stopped the school closure of hundreds of schools in Black and Latino neighborhoods. These were Democratic Party proposals that they stopped, and they built alliances. They exposed the lies of corporate neoliberal education. And what's happened since that time is charters were exposed as a failure. Massachusetts put a cap. Politics reversed on it in California, where there are more charters than anywhere. Connecticut and Illinois, we've won battles against charters. And Wisconsin. And in every case, we had to fight the Democratic Party in lockstep because they had the same billionaire funders. Your show, with the mission you take to hold up the Democratic Party as a brand, misses that. And I'll just give you Rahm Emanuel's top person in the fight against the CTU. What she said is, we severely underestimated the ability of the Chicago Teachers Union to lead a massive grassroots campaign against our administration. It's a lesson for all of us, and she credited them for improving education. I had to go in bed in CTU and be on their Facebook and be part of their community meetings to learn about them, not on your show, learn about the fight in L.A. District, Denver. My question to you is, could you pick a better mission and better fight despair by doing what Bernie does? Because Bernie does exactly what I'm suggesting you should do more of, which is not hold the Democratic Party up as a brand. They're not the answer. It's what they can do if the right grassroots coalitions push them in the right ways. And that's a real question for you, Tom.
Yeah, you're radically mischaracterizing the position that I've taken for years, for the entire 20 years that I've been doing this program, Patrick. I am not a shill for the Democratic Party. I don't see the Democratic Party as the solution to all problems. Given a choice between the Republican Party or the Democratic Party, obviously, I'm going to choose the Democratic Party. But I am opposed to neoliberals, whether they are Democratic neoliberals or Republican neoliberals. I wrote a whole book about this, The Hidden History of Neoliberalism, and it goes after Bill Clinton and Barack Obama just as much as it goes after Ronald Reagan. Well, not quite just as much, but substantially. Obama expanding Medicare Advantage was wrong. Obama supporting the charter school movement, wrong. Bill Clinton supporting so-called free trade, wrong. There's a lot of things that the Democratic Party does that are not wonderful things. And when they're in the news, I will call them out. But also, I don't see much benefit in just gratuitously trashing the Democratic Party. There are people, some of the vice folks and some these people who are just like, you know, so in love with their own. I'm such a super liberal that I can even criticize the Democrats. And basically what they end up doing is feeding cynicism that then suppresses voter turnout. And I'm just not willing to become part of the circular firing squad, Patrick, that you may have had to turn to for the information that you, you know, didn't get here. But that's my position on those things. And I guess I've said it. I'll leave it at that. We'll be back on the other side of this break. Is the U.S. government hiding aliens? Really? Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Hey, dog parents, do you remember the first time you met your dog? I remember the first time I met Blue and Chewy. They are so different, they're so unique, and we love them so much. And I know you feel the same way about your dog. The key to your dog's healthy lifespan starts with their food, and that's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It is a premium dog food made with simple ingredients like turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. And unlike most kibble that's baked with high heat that can destroy a ton of nutrients your dog needs, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw. It has zero artificial preservatives, additives, or fillers. It's naturally full of protein, fiber, and omega-3s and doesn't have any junk food ingredients. Dogs love it. Blue and Chewy love it. The freeze-drying naturally amps up the flavors and creates a delicious texture even picky dogs love. Claim 54% off Nature's Blend and receive a free pack of premium dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511.
Childhood should be the happiest time of life. But for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, it's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation. At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries, surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to a life of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but together, we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe are bringing life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you too can help change the world, one child at a time, go to mercyships.org today.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Lake